And welcome to the final episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am here for the very last time with my two best friends in the entire podcasting world, the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you, sir?
You're leaving?
Well, yeah. Thanks.
Good. I mean, we only gave you one task.
Yeah.
Right? Buy a winning lottery ticket, and you haven't been too good at that, if I might be, if I'm not too forward in pointing that out.
Well, no, I mean, you know, everybody seems to be pointing it out. The number one fan and I had a discussion about this earlier today. She said, you should be buying tickets. Why haven't you won? I'm like, thanks.
You suppose Chief has passed out yet?
Chief, are you there? How are you, Chief?
I am here.
Yes. Well, folks, it's April 1st, and of course, I'm just joshing. This is not our final episode, nor is it my final episode.
Nor are we actually.
But we are being truthful in the fact that I haven't won yet. So, you know, there's that.
Yet being the operative word
yet,
there.
Yet, because hope springs eternal.
Well, also the odds say that eventually you'll win something. You may not win back what you put in.
Right.
But something, at least.
And the odds also say
that
a number of monkeys can type Shakespeare, but, you know.
The odds say he'll get struck by lightning twice before he wins, but hey.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Those are some pretty good odds.
What's that? Being struck by twice, lightning twice?
Well, so I have a question.
I haven't been struck yet. Have either of you?
No.
Oh, okay. You have a question?
I've been close to lightning strikes. Does that count?
Sure.
Is it the same amount of odds as a person sitting in the White House saying that they didn't do what everyone saw them do and then playing it back saying, and that person saying, that's not me?
Which president? You mean the current one?
The one who said, I'm not the one who said that yesterday was a particular observance day, and they're like, sir, who is this saying this?
Well, where there is dementia, there is forgetfulness. I cannot blame somebody in the last throes of dementia for being forgetful. It's kind of cruel of you to do that, Chief. I'm just saying.
No, there's a difference between being forgetful, like we know you are, and then just outright denying reality.
I've done that too. Don't sell me short, young man.
I try to do that once a day, denying reality. No, I'm not really here.
That's right. I roll into that parking lot and go, no, I'm not here again. Why can't I?
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say, at least I was able to help some people today, which is why I couldn't talk with you as much as I wanted to.
Oh, I know why you don't talk to me. It's okay.
Why do you think that is? Just out of curiosity.
Because I've been abandoned by all humanity.
Maybe if you weren't a racist.
Maybe. We'll never know.
Oh.
You know, if you're going to toss up a softball like that, I have to take a swing.
I can't be a racist. I found that out.
What this means is that I'm not human because I never abandoned him.
Do you really want to go down that road, Chief?
Do we want to take a vote on whether you're a racist or not? We can do that amongst the three of us.
But I can't be a racist. I'm Italian.
Okay, so I say that's a no vote.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to test this out because this has been perplexing me.
Uh huh.
So when a person gets a driving citation, what does that mean?
It means that an officer of the law thought they were breaking said law.
Right. So when you go and it says, all right, you've been given the citation, go to this site, put in this information to dispute it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at said citation, and it said race, white. I said, God, that can't be me, because I'm clearly not white.
Well, then the officer obviously was not talking about you.
Yeah, he gave it to me and gave my name and everything.
No offense.
You are love
my brother, but your name isn't all that unique.
You weren't following all of Chris Rock's laws, were you?
So there was no beating. So yeah, I followed those laws. I made
that's good.
I mean, yeah,
that's right. You didn't make them chase you.
That is correct.
Because we know if you make them chase you, when they catch you, a beating will ensue. You didn't have a white friend with you?
I did not. I was alone. I was actually on my way to church. Here is the way the conversation goes. He goes, I pulled you over for doing 51 and a 40.
Mm.
I said, the speed limit is 50. And he goes, the speed limit is 50 at the Pizza Inn. And I go, the Pizza Inn is right where we are. He goes, no, I said you were doing it over there. And I had to stare at him. And that was that. So now I have to go. This is what?
Was it at the end of the month?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
There you go.
I know. So now I'm going to, I took pictures of where I got pulled over, and I get to waste my time and say, we're all wasting our time because he said it was here, but he was parked here. Here's the sign.
The dude can't even tell that you're not white. What chance do you have of him getting the reading on the meter correct?
What's the term for giving the wrong race? It's not misgendered.
Racist.
I mean, if it wasn't Texas, you could go, he misraced me. Maybe even shed a tear and get out of it.
Oh, if you could shed a tear, especially left eye.
No, I'm going to speak native tongue and then say, what else will the white man try to take from me? And...
It's not bad.
We're going to see how this works.
Can I suggest a flannel shirt?
Why flannel?
That just seems to be the standard wardrobe that white people put the Native Americans in movies. I'm just
having a raven on your shoulder would be a good thing, too.
That would be awesome. Preferably live. Well, don't do the Monty Python thing.
So if I wear flannel, I will look like a Latino banger.
Point taken. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Good point. That's a good point. That's not a winning look out there in Texas.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I had pink eye once, and so I wore shades to school and flannel.
Oh Lord!
And all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
All of the Latinos came up to me and said, man, you're finally joining. You know, like, I said, no, the teacher then became scared, going like, I thought you were a good boy. And I was like, and I pulled my shades down. She's like, what happened? I said, I don't know, but I'm just trying to get through the day. that was a wild day. I'll bet.
Before we get into the topic,
I'm looking at some of the traditional wardrobe of your particular nation. I don't think you have any of that. That would be impressive. She show up in full regalia.
Okay, I have what we would normally wear.
Right.
But that does not meet the dress code of the court system. So
that's just the white man. Oppressing it once again. I'm just saying.
You would know. So.
Well, we now know where the Chiefs vote went.
So the Chief and I have voted against you because we vote as a block.
Yeah. Well, you know what Ben Franklin said about democracies. Two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, I'm glad we cleared that up.
We got that out of the way.
Yep.
Right now, number one fan is laughing.
Dinner, so, yeah.
I made myself breakfast, because there were tons of leftovers. So I guess the more accurate thing would be I reheated some food up.
Okay. Let's not get all excited about your culinary talents, right?
Right.
Wake your son up, make him make you breakfast.
He's the one who made all the food the following night I just heated. So I then go in the office to do work.
Mm-hmm.
And by work, I mean go on the internet and see what tomfoolery has happened since I went to sleep.
Where do we begin?
And then the wife comes in and she brings me food, going like, oh, I didn't know you had already made some. And she brings a lot of food.
Of course she does. She loves you.
And then 2 hours later, she brings in more. I said, I haven't even finished. And she's like, well, what are you doing? So then she starts eating the food, saying, I'm helping you. And I stared at her, and then she left.
That's great. So she's actually eating the food that she brought for you. That's awesome.
Well, when she saw that I was not doing things at the speed in which she wanted.
Right. Well, yeah.
We know how that goes.
We do.
So now I believe the goon had something.
Well, I was just going to ask you, my brothers, did we all have a good Easter?
I did.
Resurrection Sunday?
A lot of driving. Excuse me.
There was no driving for me.
I had some singing, and I was up really, really early.
How early is early?
I was at sunrise service ready to go at 6:30.
Wow, that's early enough to wake the dead.
And I got the best joke from one of our pastors.
Oh?
Well, actually his wife. Because we had Saturday into Sunday big thunderstorm, correct, Crutch?
Yes, yes. Many clouds with lots of thunder.
And she said that she woke her husband up and said, what is all that noise? It must be the resurrection. And he said, it's not midnight yet.
When did she make the statement?
About the storms came through, what, 10:30, 11 o'clock?
Yeah, it was pretty late.
Seems about right. I know I woke up because Doug, who doesn't like thunderstorms, decided that my ear would look better coated in dog saliva.
He has a fine eye there.
That's an effective way to wake me up, because the noise didn't wake me up.
But a wet willy will.
Yeah, Hurricane said to me, a nuclear explosion wouldn't wake you up. I go, well, yeah, you know, probably not. Maybe after the house was blown away and I woke up outside, that might do it. What are all those colored lights? Look, a giant mushroom. I must be dreaming.
I'm hungry now. Can we get an omelet?
That's what I had for dinner.
Mushroom omelet?
No mushrooms. Hurricane doesn't like fungus.
Oh, we can't be friends.
I don't know.
But I know why people can't be friends with you, Crutch, but I was just asking why Hurricane didn't.
She has never liked them. The first time we got pizza together, I ordered mushrooms, and I was told that would not do.
did she smite you?
No,
he took 16 points of damage. You know,
she saved that for later.
Ooh, that's a euphemism.
Yeah, she's had many opportunities since then to make sure I know. No, I don't like that. So I have them, you know, when she was away. I was going to do that while she was on her trip next week, but she's not going.
Missed opportunity.
I don't know. Honduras?
That's not much of an opportunity.
No. No, and she would have had to go on a Boeing aircraft, and she's...
Boeing.
She, yeah, she's
it almost
not,
sounds like bouncing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, they did all those DEI hires, and golly gee, Mr. Dillon, their quality is suffering.
It's a funny thing when you don't hire the best people for a job and you're trying to hire people for reasons that don't have any positive gain on the performance,
right,
of the service or the quality of the product. The performance of the service and the quality of the product usually fail.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the Department of Transportation.
Huh. Another one. Yeah. By the way, you know Boeing's new slogan, right?
Hmm.
Well, it's my new slogan anyway.
Hmm.
If it's Boeing, I'm not going.
Kind of like the Chevy Nova.
Exactly. It's like, oh, that's a Boeing aircraft. Thanks. I'll wait till you have an Airbus or something of quality.
Hmm. Pratt & Whitney.
An Ilyushin, even.
An illusion? Wow, that's okay.
Yes, comrade. I will take the plane with the six engines.
Exactly.
There I expect the door to fall off.
How about the, what was the German manufacturer?
Messerschmitt?
Messerschmitt, yeah.
Fokker. That was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
reminds me of an old joke.
Oh, don't go there.
We cannot tell that joke on this show.
The show has an entirely different rating.
I do have a joke for you, though.
Okay.
What was Francis Scott Key's last composition in music?
What?
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Too soon.
No, it isn't. It's funny, but wrong. I'll tell you, Mr. Browning's. Yeah, Mr. Browning's laughing right now.
Ah, Mr. Browning. Our one and only Mr. Browning.
Farmer Browning and his wife.
And his many cows and... Well, he doesn't have any cows. Well, he does have cows.
He does have cows.
Chickens and ducks. Oh, my.
And dogs.
Chickens and ducks. Oh, my.
And he made arbors for Mrs. Browning that we got pictures of that really look good.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, sir.
Plus, we talked tractor attachments.
At length.
That was fun. Wasn't fun for you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I was reading a book.
What did that have to do?
I was not... Yeah, you guys were having a great conversation, and I heard my phone going ding, 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 and I was just reading a book.
I've changed my my noise now for messages coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I have an old timey steam train whistle.
Because that's not going to be annoying after the fourth time.
It makes Hurricane chuckle every time it happens. Especially if you're somewhere where you wouldn't expect to hear that noise and the phone's in my pocket. Because you can look around like you don't know where it's coming from either.
Is that a whistle in your pocket or are you just happy to be here?
Did somebody just hear a train whistle? Why, no. No, I didn't.
So, are you aware of the left cheek sneak?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm probably a participant in that activity every so often. Why?
Because that is the greatest phone notification in my back pocket.
Wait, that's your notification sound?
And it even buzzes a little, so you get the rumbling.
That's a little too realistic.
Oh, Oh, touche.
I need to go to the men's room and check something.
it
might have been a message, or I might need new underwear.
Because this is how does a person train themselves to be able to withstand high pressure situations? I have found
letting off a little steam, so to say.
Now, making yourself in entirely uncomfortable situations,
mm-hmm.
where people stare at you and you can stare at them back,
mm-hmm.
and you get to see who breaks first. There you go.
And I want to apologize to Crutch. No. I stopped you from discussing pothole Pete.
Don't start now. It's April 1st. Do this on the April 8th show, then I'll believe it. Pothole Pete, yeah.
Pothole Pete, yeah. Because you were talking about his qualifications for being Secretary of Transportation. I can tell you what they are.
What are they?
He's gay, you know.
He's gay, you know.
Because he's not a good executive. You know. In the Midwest, it's all one word.
Is he
the... down south, if you go to Mississippi, they will shorten it. I really would actually love to hear what that is.
Do we know anybody from Mississippi?
We do.
Who?
Pappy. There is a Navy person who's actually getting out in a couple of weeks.
Yay, lucky them. Congratulations. We thank you for your service.
Indeed.
He's over 28 or 29 years old. And because I can't remember. Maybe he was 28 when I knew him. So he may even be 30. Either way, point is, he came from Mississippi. And everything that he said was shortened down to a point where I was like, oh, my goodness. And the only people who could keep up with him were the two guys from Alabama. I was like, you're from the worst parts of America. And they're like, well, what are you saying? I say, I'm saying you're from the worst parts of America.
Did I stutter?
So we're two white folks and a black guy.
Mm.
And the black guy, he was like, nah, you ain't kidding. But the white folks had a totally different view. And so one day, the Navy shipman decided he was no longer going to be called by his name. He said, call me Pappy. I was like, I will do no such thing. But he was so confident. And he's like, Pappy gonna have to choke you? And like,
wow.
All right. So you're being serious. And after that, I did start referring to him as Pappy. And in fact, I said Mayor Pappy at that.
Oh, is he running?
His goal of getting out of the Navy was to go to school so that he could become a gym coach and yell at fat kids. And I said, are you serious? And he said, there's nothing in this world I want more. And I said, you're serious. All right.
You know, you have to appreciate that kind of, like, it's not vague. I just don't want to be rich and famous. I have a goal. There are going to be kids who are crying because I'm their coach.
Now, he did this right next to Sergeant White. Sergeant White was a black man who had zero ambition. I said, what would you like to do, Sergeant White? And he said, I'm going to do nothing. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I am in the Army, so the Army can tell me what to do, and I will just do what they say. I'm like, you have zero ambition to do anything with your life? And he said, I have done it. I have given it to the Army, and they will tell me what to do. And then he walked off, and I never saw from Sergeant White again.
Wow.
Apparently he got his assignment, and he's off doing it.
Everybody's got to have life goals. That's the important thing.
Exactly.
Well, mine is to eventually win a lottery just to shut you two up, but you know.
Yeah, well, this is why.
That would shut us up. We would apologize to you.
I would have.
I'm so sorry. I knew you would win sooner or later. I was just annoying you.
Right.
I'm deliberate. I am desperately
48 days from Armageddon, but that's okay. You know.
So it would be like Brewster's Millions.
I know. Really.
That's what we'd be doing.
Quick, maybe.
I could buy one of those stamps and mail it.
Okay, so for everyone who likes to write into the show,
mm-hmm.
are the bets that Crutch will win the lottery before the economy and basically social order collapses in America?
So, well, geez, you're not giving me much time.
No, you don't. You don't have a whole lot of time.
Because
I mean, look at what's happening in the
social
world.
Social order's kind of already gone there, Chief. Let's be honest.
Well, I really wish that you guys were down here for the Civil War watch party. Because the line that we use down here the most mm-hmm. is when they pull the people over and they say, it's all right, we're American, and the guy says, what kind of American? as he brings it to Lowell Ready. And I was like, well, that's a question that a lot of people around here are asking nowadays. It's a wild thing.
Yes, I enjoyed your picture of where do you see yourself in 6 months? Hiding behind a tree with a musket. That was, alrighty then.
The Patriots.
Go ahead.
Everything that happens out of this administration, from Pete eating a cinnamon stick like it was a chicken wing, to you know, the folks arguing over gas prices.
I enjoyed him not knowing anything about how long it's going to take to reconstruct the bridge.
He has to make sure that the materials being used aren't racist, because
bridges are racist. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he.
And they're going to have to install
how
that.
How are they going to build a bridge when math is racist?
Well, they're going to need to put a railroad track on it, too, so the president isn't wrong.
I heard that. Oh, my gosh.
What a dope.
Yeah. I used to ride the rail on that bridge. It's a rail.
Not on that.
There, sir?
Not on that bridge you didn't, sir.
Well, again, this is the same person that said, why did you declare this day? You know, I didn't do that. Here's you declaring, that's not me.
Yeah, which just goes to show that he's not really running things. Come on, let's, you know.
It's a wild time to be alive. I'm just amazed that too much hair. Okay, that's the issue.
I think that would be an outstanding outfit to approach the bench in, especially with the tomahawk.
I'm sorry. It took me so long. I had to find just the right one.
That's outstanding. He's got that look like I shouldn't be here. You know, just saying. I think the judge will go, yeah, we got to send this man away.
He's just going to look at the officer going, I told you, Rowdy, never to do this again.
Oh, my gosh.
I do have a speech about tyranny and how we fled tyranny only. I'm writing all my thoughts down, because it's going to be amazing. Someone's going to get an education lesson.
I would love to be there for that. If you could give me the court date, I will make every attempt to be there to support you.
I don't know it yet, because I haven't been able to tell them, hey, I will have no part of your shenanigans.
I will cry no more forever.
Oh, Chief Crutch.
That's right.
That's so wrong.
That'd be the trail of pasta? What?
You know, if there was a trail of pasta, I probably would weigh more. I don't know. I'd get my exercise getting to it. There's that. That's a tough call.
Me too.
If somebody laid out a trail of pasta where you had to go a long distance to get all the pasta, but you're getting pasta, is it a health benefit?
I'd go till I was full.
Good point.
Which these days, you know, isn't quite as far as it used to be.
True enough. True enough. I don't tend to eat as much as I used to, but I'm still just as big as I was. There's nowhere for it to go. Next thing you know, Mr. Creosote.
Wafer thin.
Waffle thin mint, yes. We do a lot of old TV. Nobody's going to get this stuff.
I just chase the dogs around the backyard.
That'll do.
Although the little dog is becoming a problem. She's in the teenage years now. She wishes to be the head dog.
Oh, good luck with that.
So yesterday she bit Crutch, or she bit Crutch.
Sorry, what?
I'm going to start again, okay?
Good idea. That's an awesome idea. I think it's one of the best.
She bit Stitch on the ear and made his ear bleed. He was unhappy. He looked at her and in his best Clint Eastwood impression said, "I don't think I would do that again."
"Why are you biting me in the ear?"
Doug just kind of backed away and went, oh, that was bad.
Yeah. I'm not that bright, but I'm smart enough not to do that.
Now you're going to get your little curly butt kicked.
Is that what happened?
He was a little upset. I had to bring him inside mostly so that Hurricane could tend to the ear. Because remember, he's the one that likes to roll around in the mud, and that's all I needed. It's a small bite, geez. She didn't do any damage other than making it bleed. But I didn't want him to get dirt in there, because he would. It was raining yesterday, as you may or may not remember.
Oh, yes. Rain today, rain yesterday. This morning was a fun ride to work.
Yeah, it's going to rain for 3 more days.
I don't know about the rain, okay? I'm no longer there.
We had lightning on the way to work. I wanted to take it as a sign not to go, but bills got to be paid.
You know, Crutch, if it wasn't for our habits, we wouldn't have to work. We like to eat regularly and sleep indoors.
Yeah, I know. Look at us with our extravagant lifestyles.
You don't have to.
I don't have to eat? I don't have to sleep indoors?
No, you don't have to work for those things. Soon.
Well, it's the law to steal them.
Is it? Just going to New York.
That's true. I can move to New York.
You can work California.
You can go to California. You can go to Oregon. You can go to Washington State. You can go just a couple miles south to D.C.
I'm sorry. There is no way I'm going to Oregon after what I saw today on TV.
What did you say?
Did you guys... I think I was describing it to you while we were chatting. So this guy is walking. A security camera sees a guy walk into like a quickie mart, right? And just as he closes the door, a saw blade about 36 inches in diameter comes flying into the parking lot and embeds itself right next to the door. Like, had he taken just a little longer to open the door and get in, it would have cut him in half.
Killer lumberjack?
I don't know. I've got to find
the story. With a snidely whiplash fetish?
You have the story?
I have the story.
Cool.
It's a tale of Final Destination.
You know, almost, right? Yeah, here it is. Video. Saw blade. Eugene, Oregon. Man narrowly sleeps saw blade. Yeah, found it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this was crazy. I'll include the link, folks. This was just insane. Here we are.
See, I already...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I already see it. But you're a little late there.
Well,
that's all.
Okay, fine. You went with Fox News.
I said I had it, and then okay, let's see. Out of the two sources,
mm-hmm.
one of them belongs to the DNC,
uh-huh.
and the other one pretends not to belong to the DNC.
Yeah, at least okay. At least they have the temerity to pretend.
There you go. All right, will you?
Wow.
Yeah, is that not crazy?
I mean, the only thing missing from that is a pretty young woman tied to the railroad tracks or to the sawmill thing,
or a skeleton in a cloak with a scythe just staring from above,
sit watching with fingers crossed.
Yeah, I haven't read the article. Have they said where the blade came from?
Construction site is what I thought it said.
Okay, so you're working at the construction site, and all of a sudden your blade goes zippity way. Do you just look at each other and go, I'm not going after that? What? I don't want to know where that ended up.
I'm imagining the three of us looking at each other and all going, uh-oh.
or better yet, yep, day's over. Let's just pack it up and go home.
Reach over, shut the machine off, and just walk away.
I got the thing to do, and it's not here.
Yes. Put your hard hat down.
Doesn't this thing work better with a blade on it? Well, it did. Holy Jack Robinson. Yeah, so we're not going to Oregon. Needless to say.
You know, that's fair enough.
Well, okay, so that's the place that you're not going. But there's D.C.
That's a short drive.
So,
I probably would walk because I'll steal my car.
No, so first thing you need to do is you need to give yourself a different name, something like Blanco Black. You know, that just rolls off the tongue. It's the oxymoron. It's like Sergeant White, you know?
Right.
And then you've got to develop some street cred. So maybe walking around with like a mace or a flail.
Hey, I got one of those.
There you go. See?
I'm aware. So by doing those things, most likely the police will intervene, thinking that you're more trouble than it's worth. And as you
but
uphold
I
the
look
power
tragically
of the law,
white.
Doesn't matter.
Because just have to be more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, did you not see the people who
the more
have gotten away
by certain people I'm spending a lot of time around, so yeah.
With certain hair features that you choose to adhere to, you could be seen as a white Hispanic.
Good point.
Now all of a sudden you have joined the minority group.
Now there are so many financial opportunities that have opened up for Crutch.
Yeah, like not paying debt.
That's right.
Living off the dole.
Meth manufacturing.
That knows no bounds. Okay, there's no to my knowledge at least, racial requirements for that one.
Might have to bring the son into that because he's much better at chemistry than I was. Hey, this is awesome. A father-son business. I'm almost shedding a tear.
Oh, my God. I think there might be a commercial in the future for that one.
Crutch and Son Meth Labs.
Crutch and Son Chemicals.
That's right. There you go. Crutch Chem. We'll go with that, you know. It's got like Monsanto, Crutch Chem. Yeah, okay.
Crutch Chem, when you need a secret place to do your cooking, laboratory experiments.
There you go.
With all the abandoned houses in Baltimore and D.C., you'll have your pick of where to set up shop.
Why only choose one? You could pick a bunch in a row and just make one long factory.
kind of like it would be a lab resort.
Now, it would be hilarious if you took out something and promoted your franchise.
Oh my God. You know, one of those late night commercial things. You too, with a modest deposit, can get in on the crutch chem bandwagon, and you too can start up your own facility in your town.
What was that character that Eddie Murphy used to do on Saturday Night Live?
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood?
No, it was the guy with the book, Somebody Jones.
I don't know the answer.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. Or maybe I'm just, you know, not remembering it right, like a certain president.
Always possible.
There's Gumby, Buckwheat, Mr. Robinson. Who else did he play? Oh, there's an attack.
Velvet Jones.
Oh, Velvet Jones. Wow, look at you. That's good memory.
Velvet Jones, School of Technology. You don't remember his book?
No. What was
it? I Want to Be a Hoe.
Was it the bestseller?
I probably think so.
Then I remember the updated black version of Dr. Seuss. And that one, it was Horton Hears a Hoe. It might be true or foe.
Oh my gosh. Well, this show deteriorated. No.
You think?
Whose fault is that, sir?
I'm going to take full responsibility because, you know, all I wanted to do was, you know, find a new line of work, and we went right into meth labs and hoes. Okay.
And let's not forget, you started off with an April Fool's Day joke.
I did. It's not our last show, folks.
Which might or might not continue.
What? The fact that this might be my last show?
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks for keeping me on.
All right. So I hope to be here next week. I mean, obviously, the chief and the goon will be here next week. So,
Hey, don't be making promises, GK.
Yeah, he could be in the Hooskow.
That's true. Yes. Into Pokey.
Right. No, that's April 18th.
April 18th.
Oh, which I will be doing my display of a rain dance.
if the first thing you hear from the judges, you lost, boy, then you need to reconsider.
And that will be that.
So you're saying I need to, I wonder what the rules are recording it.
Just read the room. That's all I'm saying.
No, if everyone in the room is dressed like a cowboy, you may not want to go in there dressed like this. Let's just leave it at that.
At that point, I start bringing out my John Redcorn quote.
Okay,
that's awesome.
we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Because I will say that, you know, I escaped the evil white man of DC. only to be tracked down by them here, and if they care or nothing like you see, then why do you act like this? You falsely accuse me of X, Y, and Z.
Falsely accuse me of being white.
Well, that too.
That's the most egregious. In fact, I would literally at this point just file a civil rights lawsuit. And, you know, I'll cancel mine if you cancel yours.
There you go.
Well, I do have the person's name.
I think he's thinking about it.
This is not going to end well. And
Yeah. Can we state for the record that Crutch knows nothing about the law and should never be counted on for legal advice?
We better start saving our money, see if Perry Mason's available to go represent him.
Or at least a GoFundMe. We'll get you out, Chief, we promise.
That's right. You can count on us.
Oh, Lordy. Well,
we'll bring you a cheesecake with a file in it.
Yeah, don't eat the cheesecake.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is that people don't understand just how much time I have on my hands and and what I'm capable of doing on the internet. So the game has already started.
The game's afoot.
So someone's going to rue the day.
Rue?
That day. That they came here and messed with this old house.
Oh, that's nice. We got a public television reference.
Yep.
With Bob Vila.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how April is starting. We can only wait to see how it all ends. But before we go, I'd like to spend a little time and enjoy our commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutch's Bookmaking Services. After all, who knows more about winning at gambling than Crutch? And he will share his knowledge with you. Lotteries are a specialty. And Goon's new car buying service. Nobody knows new cars like the Goon. After all, he owns so many and has encyclopedic knowledge of all the new models every year from 1999 forward. And Crutch's Chief's Miracle Diet Plan using low portions. Want to eat less and lose weight? Chief is an expert. Watch him exercise willpower, especially over cheesecake. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.